Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby LaMotte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dud Lee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Zanuzer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Paul Zanuzer. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robertson scores. Rice moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball towards center. Flagstead catches it and throws to first to double up Sisler. Rice tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Ezel reaches second base with a double. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ezel scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. Toth reaches third base with a triple. Carlisle goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Dud Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon strikes out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott takes first base on ball four. Jacobson moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. Lamott moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Zonizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zonizer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ezel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Robertson. Ezel moves to second. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ezel moves to third. One out. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlisle hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. Tote reaches second base with a double. Ezel scores. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lamotte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Zanuzer, and towards Lee, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Zanuzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanuzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zanuzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Lee trying to get to third. Jacobson throws the ball into Robertson, who tags Lee for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstad hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ezell strikes out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wamsgans throws to second for one, and Lee throws to first, and Tote drops the ball. Williams scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Heving and he is out, Lee applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Tote strikes out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dixon for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lamott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaston bunts towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lamott moves to second. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zanizer hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ezell strikes out. There goes Flagstad. The throw from Dixon to second, and Flagstad is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Williams moves to second. It's 6-3, Browns. Oscar Fuhr now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus bunts towards the mound. Fuhr fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Browns. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Dixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-3 in the game. Carlisle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carlisle moves to third. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tote moves to second. Tex Vash pinch hits for Dudley. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a line drive towards short. Lamott catches it and steps on second to double up Tote. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bud Connolly now playing shortstop. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lamott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-3 in the game. Heving hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Pisanek pinch hits for Oscar Fuhr. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Pisanek reaches second base with a double. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pysonic scores. It's 7-4, Browns. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ezel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.